Part of our process of growing up is learning how to be in this world, how to find our place, how to look at life, how to make sense of our life and our existence. And I think there are a couple of ways that this happens in our youth. Sometimes our parents may ask us, what is your role? Where do you see yourself fitting in the world? Our parents may help to try to help us to figure out what our particular role in the greater society would be and how we fit, not as a cog in the machine exactly, but how we can contribute something to society or to the church. In the context of faith, maybe that's parents helping us to ask the question, what does God want you to do with your life? The other approach, which I think is perhaps a little more common today, is where we say to children, you can do whatever you want. You can do anything. What is it that you want to do with your life? And I'm not saying that that question shouldn't be asked. God can certainly work through our desires and the things that we want to do with life. But if the frame of reference is not God's greater plan for us, then that method of figuring out a calling or figuring out what to do with life is lacking something. St. Paul, in today's second reading from his first letter to the Corinthians, goes on at length about this image of the one body with many parts. And he teaches us through this analogy the proper way for a Christian to examine the question of what their role is, or how to look at life and how to understand their role, not only in the world, but also in the church. He gives this wonderful example of the body with its many parts. He points out that the many different parts of the body have different functions. They do different things. You know, the foot isn't supposed to say, because I am not a hand, I don't belong to the body. The ear isn't supposed to say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. There's a wonderful diversity and variance in the gifts that every part is given. And of course, he says, so it is in Christ, the body of Christ, the church. And I think we have a pretty good handle on that fact, that reality of the diversity of gifts in the church. We understand that not everyone has the same gifts. Not everyone is called to the same role. A few years back when this reading came up, the lector that day misread the last part of the reading, and God bless her, she said, all our apostles, all our prophets, all our teachers, all work mighty deeds. And I thought, oh no, that's exactly the opposite of what the text says. No, we have this wonderful variation and diversity in the gifts that God has given, and we have a good handle on that. But I wonder sometimes if we've forgotten or we're tempted to forget what it means to be part of the one body. You know, a finger on the body, if it had its own mind, wouldn't say, how can I get the rest of the body to serve my needs? But rather, the finger says, how is it that I serve the body? How do I build up the body? How do I play my part in the complete functioning of this organism that is the body? And so we have a choice in the way that we look at our being parts of the body of Christ. We can look at it in the first way I described, which says, humbly, what are the gifts I have been given? What can I contribute? What is God asking of me? Looking at all the different aspects of my personality and my talents and abilities and my desires too, What is God asking me to do for the building up of the body of Christ, the church? Or the other way of looking at it is, okay, what do I want to do? And how then can I sort of sculpt things to make them go my way? Sometimes in doing marriage prep with couples, I say, you kind of have to set aside your preconceived notions of marriage. If you're coming to me to ask what the church teaches about marriage, then ultimately you're going to face the decision. Are we going to try to make our marriage conform to God's plan for marriage? Or are we going to do marriage our own way and try to fit God into it somehow? Those are very different ways of living a marriage. And so it is with life in the church. We can look at life in the church in the sense of, you know, how am I going to fit into the greater whole and play my role? Or, you know, how am I going to get the church somehow to fit into my life? One way leads to peace and contentment. The other way very often leads to frustration. We don't make the world around us be what we want it to be. We may have very strong desires for our life to be unfolding in a particular way, and it may not unfold that way. And that can lead to great frustration. But if we humbly come before the Lord and ask, how is my life, Lord, to fit into the greater picture? And if we offer willingly to do whatever God is asking, then even amidst the difficulties and the challenges of life, we're going to find peace. Serving ourselves may have its, you know, moments of enjoyment and pleasure, but it ultimately leads to frustration. Whereas serving God humbly and openly and willingly does lead to peace and greater satisfaction in life. The choice is ours. We all know we're members of the body. How will we go about living that reality?